But first to Tonga and the bodies of another two people, a 65-year-old woman and a 49-year-old man have been recovered 4 days after Tonga was rocked by a volcanic eruption and powerful tsunami. In its first statement since the disaster hit, the Tongan government has revealed extensive damage to a number of smaller islands. Evacuations from the worst-hit islands are now underway and the Australian Red Cross is delivering its first load of emergency supplies. Saini Yana Rokovu-Thego is the International Federation of Red Cross Head of Programs for the Pacific, and she joins us, I think, from Fiji this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning now, from Fiji.
Fiji, the death toll is now 3, and I know there are real concerns about what's happening in some of those outlying islands. Do you know how many people are still unaccounted for at this point?
Cathy, to date, we haven't had any communication with our counterparts on the island, but all we're hearing news, but we haven't had any communication with our counterparts.
We know that all of the houses on Mango Island have been wiped out. We've been able to sort of look at some of those images that were taken by those reconnaissance flights by New Zealand and Australian flights. How big is Mango Island, and you know, what sort of population is on that island?
Cathy, we're aware that our counterparts are actually on the ground because we have a staff of, we have 10 staff and about 70 volunteers that are assisting on the assisting the operation. And we have pre-positioned stock on the island, but, you know, for the branches, we really haven't had any other communications to be informed of the situation on the ground. But we have pre-positioned stock that our team are able to send out to the branches and to the when the need arises.
Oh, well, let's go to some of the supplies that Red Cross is providing. What kind of emergency assistance have you been able to send to Tonga in these early days?
We have already pre-positioned relief supplies for 1,200 households. You know, we have items such as tarpaulins, we have shelter kits that help the communities repair their homes. We have blankets, we have kitchen sets. So on the island, we have relief supplies to be able to assist 1,200 households. And from Fiji, we're working with our other national societies to be able to get together supplies to cater for up to another 3,300 households. We're aware that Australian Red Cross has put together about 2,516 water containers, 856 mosquito nets, 1,304 tarpaulins, 164 shelter kits, 1,089 solar lanterns, which they will be sending via sea.
We know also that there's ash and debris on the runway of Tonga's main international airport. Do you know when the airport will be ready? I know that that is part of the problem of getting supplies in.
And that's exactly why we're working with the Australian Red Cross in helping them in sending things via sea, because we see the challenge of having to fly the supplies across.
So supplies are coming from what, Australia to Fiji and then being shipped across to Tonga?
No,
is that
from Australia to Tonga via sea?
Okay. So how are you getting the emergency items in there then? Is it just sea at the moment?
That's what we're aware of, that it's been sent by sea. But as I had said, Cathy, at the moment we have enough relief supplies on the island for 1,200 households.
So what kind of donations are still required? What kind of assistance would Red Cross be looking for from the wider community? I mean, clearly people are seeing the images in Tonga now, and their hearts will go out to that population, and we'll be keen to help.
Yes, we're seeing that on the island, they really need assistance with water. So, you know, with the safe and clean drinking water due to, you know, the salt water flooding and the widespread ash fall from the volcanic eruption. So we're anticipating that they would really need containers for water. And we're also seeing the need for them to repair their homes. And that's why we're reaching out and getting the shelter kits and water containers to be able to send to the island.
Sunnyana, I understand that Red Cross ran a disaster simulation with the Tonga Red Cross in September. Has that helped you with the response in the past few days?
That's right. And it's part of the training and capacity building of our counterparts on every island that, you know, they go through this simulation exercises to be able to prepare them. You know, we do that in peace times, so that during disasters and crises, our counterparts are able to respond. And like you mentioned, the last one was in September last year.
So the Tongan government says that the internet connection remains down, but I think that there is concern that it could remain down for a few weeks. There are some local phone services available. Just how much of a problem is this lack of communication causing in terms of coordinating the assistance? I think there are some satellite phone connections, but also that's really problematic. Is that what you're finding?
Communication has been a real challenge for us, because our last communication with our counterparts was on Saturday afternoon as they were preparing to move the communities from the coast to safer grounds, and that has been it. Our counterparts have satellite phones, but we haven't been able to communicate. We've reached out to the embassies to see whether they can reach out to our staff so that they can even call us, you know, just to call us anytime, because we're really wanting to hear from them to see whether what they have on the island is sufficient and what other assistance do they need, whether it's in, you know, relief supplies or whether it's around human resource. But we're really keen to hear from our counterparts on the island.
So that communication, obviously, really key. And, of course, for the Tongan, the wider Tongan community here in Australia and New Zealand, all very much keen to be able to contact home as well to find out how family and friends are faring. So hopefully we'll start to see some progress. I believe Australia has made a commitment to try to assist with the repair of that undersea cable that was damaged, and hopefully with the ash lifting, as I understand it is now, we might see some improvement for that satellite communication. So all the very best with all of your efforts.
Thank you, Kathy. And like you mentioned, we're all waiting, but we're not just waiting, we're also planning and coordinating so that when things do open, we're able to move into the island. But all this we're carrying out considering the COVID protocols on the island. And so our counterparts have always been considerate of that, you know, physical distancing, wearing a mask in peace times. And now with this disaster, we're sure that they're still adhering to those protocols.
Sure. Red Cross always comes forward and assists beautifully. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Sunnyana Rokavuthugu is the International Federation of Red Cross Head of Programs for the Pacific. She was speaking to us from Fiji and just illustrating just how challenging it is right now to respond to this crisis as we become more aware of just the extent of the impact of that eruption and subsequent tsunami.